Meota, when E.A. Ted Chase brought his bride, the former Blanche Killen, to Mystic Usigan, their Meota home on Beach Avenue in 1922, he couldn't have imagined the draw that the community would have on his family, over a century later. After Ted's passing in 1967, his widow parceled out the various rental cottages to their offspring. Blanche would spend the summer in Sunrise, daughter Maud and family would inhabit Kenwood, and son Dave and family would travel from their farm near Isla to stay in Woodlands. Daughter Pat and family would camp at the back of the property, and son George and family would own Resthaven and Brentwood, while staying in the half-timbered Tudor-style big house, primarily. Don and family of Winnipeg and Bryce and the brood of Calgary would join the siblings often for family get-togethers. Fast forward to current times, the Chase property is lovingly cared for by new owners after the death of Maud and George, but the Chases still feel the magic of Meota. Since 2001, they have gathered for one weekend a year, using the campground, the former Hannah's Haven, family property, and residents who have opened their homes to the returning relatives as accommodation. This year, the sneak preview of coming attractions was the 100th birthday celebration of the sole surviving child of Blanche and Ted, their oldest son Bryce. Held in his hometown of Calgary the first weekend of June, 16 of Blanche and Ted's 20 grandchildren were there, including representatives from 5 of their 6 children, as part of the large crowd to celebrate Bryce. Attendees traveled from as far as Wichita, Conn, to share in the joy. This Canada Day weekend was the date of the 2023 reunion, with separate events held the 3 days for people to participate in. The Meota Hotel never disappoints, catering a Friday steak night, thanks Dave and crew, with 29 attendees, some just popping in for the night, before returning home. Saturday morning had 30 sitting down at the Dewdrop Inn for breakfast fare and family chatter. While some found treasures at the many garage sales or basked at the beach, 16 golfers survived the heat and good-natured competition. The competitive spirit continued back at the Dewdrop Inn with several offerings of chili served with a side of smack talk and potluck delights to the 32 gathered there. The morning of July 2 included a gathering for breakfast, worshipping at the church service, and final farewells. In all, 36 members of the family attended, traveling from New York, Vancouver Island, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Calgary and area, Saskatoon, Edmonton and area, and Ottawa. Blanche and Ted's bunch carry on growing. In the subsequent weekends, Dave's grandson married in Vermilion, July 8, George's granddaughter married in Saskatoon, July 15, and Maud's grandson married in the Comox Valley, July 22. Meota continues to call to the hearts of all of Blanche and Ted's bunch, and we look forward to meeting again next July. The community is just too special to miss.